It's a pleasure to have you listening to my show today. My sincerest desire is for you to get something from it that will make your life richer, fuller, and safer. My name is Reverend Wynn Henderson. As an ordained Christian minister and a retired medical doctor, I have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve problems in your life. This podcast is the longest-running, single-hosted, spiritually-based radio internet talk show in America. It has been on the air for over 20 years. I bring you information about the disease of addiction, your purpose in life, and investigating, reporting on truth just below the surface. Today we're going to talk about one of the addictive behaviors, which is new to my upcoming book, Freedom from Addiction, The Final Message. And that addictive behavior is racism. What is the definition of racism? It is the belief that groups of humans possess different behavioral traits corresponding to physical appearance and can be divided based on the superiority of one race over another. It may also mean prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against other people because they are of a different race or ethnicity. It is a belief that race is a fundamental determinant of human superiority or a particular race. Definitions anchor us in principles. This kind of people we want to be in language that is stable. Being anti-racist requires persistent self-awareness, constant self-criticism, and regular self-examination. Denial is the heartbeat of racism, beating across ideologies, races, and nations. What is covert racism? It may masquerade as curiosity, concern, or kindness. So even do-gooders fall into this trap sometimes. Ask yourself these questions to find out if you may be guilty of covert racism. Did you ever act overtly friendly to a person of another race to make sure that you didn't seem biased? Do you have uncomfortable thoughts about a person's race, even though you don't verbalize them? Have you ever asked someone for advice about dating a person from another race? Have you ever made snap judgments about a person's preferences based solely on their race or ethnicity? Have you ever asked someone questions about their race as if they were a spokesperson for all the other members? Have you noticed someone's race and acted differently in some way because of it? Sustained friendships with people of other races can break down covert racism. Latino elites used racism in the past to justify the displacement and enslavement of the indigenous population. And these beliefs, along with the resentment created by the continued exploitation of indigenous land and labor, culminated in the Guatemalan Civil War between 1960 and 1996. This is one example. Another example is inherent and systemic in our country today. This racism is deep in our culture. Remember, there are 400 years to reckon with, and the longer an addiction is held, the longer it takes to overcome. This kind of chronic trauma leads to increased substance abuse disorders. What exactly is systemic racism, and how is it related to addiction? Individual racism is where the policies and practices of institutions result in excluding or promoting designated groups. This type of racism removes individual intent. Systemic racism manifests in either institutional racism or structural racism. Individual racism is a spiritual disease. When a racist belief causes harm to you or someone you love, whether it is physical, emotional, or psychological, and you can't stop the behavior, then you are addicted to it and you need treatment. Racism is just one of over 30 different types of addictive behaviors, all of which can effectively be treated with the plan in this book, Freedom from Addiction, The Final Message. It will soon be published, and you will be able to get it online. My purpose or mission in life is to spread the message that there is a cure for every addictive behavior. And this is a spiritual cure, and the treatment program is printed in the book. If you meet three simple criteria, everyone gets well. I have three resources where you can start your journey. The first is a link to this podcast. It is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. No caps, no spaces, and you spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. The second is a link to my website, where you can find out more about my work with addiction. It is www.revwynhendersonmd.com. No caps, no spaces. The final resource is my Twitter account. Search at Hugo the Artist on twitter.com and subscribe. There you will find inspirational and educational daily pearls of wisdom. Thanks for listening to the program today.